are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Coloring outside the lines, stepping outside of your comfort zone, and trying things that may be a little different than what you've tried in the past. And you may even have heard things like, why should somebody choose your company over others? And that's basically my premise, too. What makes you different than anybody else out there? Why should I choose your services over the others? Let me ask you a question, and I want you to think about this before you answer to yourself. Do you think that you're one of the most creative people that you know? Do you truly believe that? You know, what I ask my audiences this when I speak to groups all over the world, and I got to tell you that over 90% of my audiences say that they are not one of the most creative people they know. And you know, I think we're creative every single day, and we'll get into that a little later on the tape. But the first step in being creative is telling yourself you're creative. You know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If I walk around all day saying, nobody likes me, nobody likes me, what happens? Nobody likes me. And if I walk around all day saying, I'm just not creative, I am just not as creative as my competition, guess what? You're not. So the first step is telling yourself that you are creative. I don't know if you've ever heard of the 21-day rule. Have any of you ever heard of that? As a matter of fact, it was developed or first introduced by AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. Many years ago, they said that if you could stop drinking for 21 days, you wouldn't break the habit, but you would at least get over the first hurdle. So I believe in the 21-day rule, 21 days to make or break or change an existing habit. Some of the things I'm going to share with you on this tape are not easy. As a matter of fact, they're going to be very uncomfortable. But I'm going to ask you to just buy into them for the next 21 days and see what happens. Try something with me very quickly. Now, if you're driving, this might be a little difficult. You might want to wait till you pull over to the side of the road. But just cross your fingers in front of you very comfortably. Thumbs on top of each other. Great. Now, as quickly as you can, I'd like you to pull your fingers out, reverse them, and put the other fingers inside each other, other thumbs on top of each other. Is that uncomfortable for some of you? Awkward? Maybe impossible for some of you? Sure. But guess what? If for the next 21 days you crossed your fingers in this new way, it would start to feel comfortable. And you would change the habit, your habit of crossing your fingers that way. And you know what? It's no different in business. Like I say, some of the things I'm going to share with you are not going to be easy, but I'm going to ask you for 21 days just to buy into it. The first thing, you've got to tell yourself that you are creative. Now, after you listen to this tape, you're going to be walking around saying, I am creative, I am creative, I am creative. I don't believe a word of it, but I am creative because Jeff Tobe said I am. That's okay. You know, people think you're a little outside the lines, but that's exactly what we're looking for. So the first step in telling yourself that you are creative, you start to act creatively. You know, when I do ask the question, why don't you say that you're a creative person? What I hear most of the time has something to do with the fine arts. I'm not creative because I can't dance, I can't sing, I can't act, or I can't paint a picture. Well, one of the things I want to do throughout this tape is just use excerpts from my live presentations to prove a point. What I'm asking you to do is to reach inside and find that creative giant that lives inside all of us. But the most important part is, how do you use it once you find it? How do you use it to your advantage in business every single day? Well, the first way to use it is to consider change. You know, things are changing so quickly, and if we don't keep up with it, we're going to get left behind. I got a challenge for you. Next time you get into your car or one of your vehicles, I'm going to challenge you to drive to your next appointment only looking in your rearview mirror. I don't think you'll have much luck. As a matter of fact, let me know if you're in my area so I can stay out of the way. The point is, so many of us approach our businesses in the exact...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.